she was asleep. I think she'll be asleep now. But yeah, hi guys, nice to see you. I'll keep it quick because he won't stay here very long. He want to run off. But thank you so much for all your prayers for Ruben. He had his operations tonsillectomy a number of weeks ago now, and he's recovered really, really well. It's made a massive difference to him in terms of the choking that he's experiencing quite often. So he's stuffing his face with all sorts now, and he's never even gagging or anything, is he now? So he's doing really, really well. There's a number of things for him still to work out in terms of his speech and breathing, but they're working on that slowly, and just, you know, sending for more checks and things. But through all this, I've just got absolute faith and trust in God that it'll be okay and that everything will be fine. But we just really appreciate your prayers and thoughts and well wishes for him. It's just a really encouragement for us as a family as well. So thank you all so much for that. Yeah.
One of the things, obviously because of COVID, only I could go to the hospital with Ruben to have his surgery. And so I could be with him when he went under anaesthetic, but then as I'm waiting in his room, I'm thinking, one of two things is going to happen. I'm either going to get into the recovery room and he's going to be sat there looking at me like, what on earth has just gone on? Or we're going to end up in intensive HDU, that sort of thing. Walked into recovery and they said, we need to go straight to high dependency, he's struggling with his breathing. And about 2 weeks before surgery, or a week before surgery, Ivan woke up and he said, I've just had the most, what's the word, where you have a dream and you wake up and it feels like it literally just happened in reality, of him having a full conversation with Ruben. Ruben does have speech delay. He had a very traumatic delivery, hence. So we're really holding on to that one day Ruben will be coming out. We've always felt Ruben's got a real anointing for... we call him our gentle giant. You know, he's a big boy, but he just kind of takes everything in. But we really feel God's got a speaking anointing for him. So we're really holding on to that through this. He is very shy. The other thing is we want to thank you for your prayers for our neighbour, Ben. Ben is... nine. And he's just finished his last chemo. But with leukemia... there's a lot of checks that still need to happen afterwards, so a lot of counts need to still be checked in his blood to make sure numbers are not going up and down. He got a cold a couple of weeks ago, so he ended up back in intensive care because he's literally got no immune system. But his mum and dad will often say to us, well, you lot praying, it must be doing something, because, you know, he woke up the other day and he wanted to eat food and the chemotherapy's killed all of his taste buds and everything. And he woke up and said, can I have a pizza? Whereas before he's not wanted to eat anything and he ate this pizza and it kept down. So it's little things like that that his mum and dad are going, must be you lot that are praying. Yes. So even though you're probably never going to meet them, they are very, very humbled by the fact you're even praying, never mind that you've helped them financially during COVID. So we just want to say a really, really big thank you. And we'll keep sending updates through mum and dad anyway. But yeah, thank you.
Very good. Thanks for that. Yeah, so we keep praying for that situation.